everybody, and welcome to today's podcast episode, where we'll be discussing an interesting issue in the field of linguistics. Today's episode will be about the intersection of linguistics and computer science, otherwise known as natural language processing, or NLP. Recently, you may have heard about popular NLP models such as OpenAI's ChatGPT or Google's Bard. To understand the fundamentals of linguistics behind NLP, you must understand all of the layers of the NLP pyramid. At the bottom, we have morphology. Morphology refers to how words are formed within a sentence. This means everything from prefixes and suffixes, pluralization, word inflection, and much more. It is important for a language model to know the differences and similarities between certain words. For example, words that mean the same thing but differ in tense, such as play and played. A language model should also be able to determine context of a word, such as I love to read and I read yesterday. The word context being the word read. The next level on our NLP pyramid is syntax. This refers to how a sentence is constructed or the grammar of a sentence. While morphology dealt with analyzing words, syntax deals with analyzing sentences. A language model must be able to build a syntax tree of a sentence and understand which words depend on each other, which can oftentimes be hard with more ambiguous sentences in the English language. The next level of our NLP pyramid is semantics, or the actual meaning of a sentence. Language models must use named entity recognition on words to tag these words. For example, Georgia Tech would be tagged as a school, while iPhone would be tagged as a product. A language model would have to be able to tag Apple as the fruit when it's being used in that context, and the company Apple when it is being used in that context. That is why language models need huge amounts of data to train on to understand context and ambiguity. Many ambiguous words and sentences exist, such as bank meaning a riverbank or the financial institution of a bank. Or the sentence, let's eat kids, either being a very wholesome invitation to eat with your kids or a very horrific cannibalistic experience. The very top of our pyramid is pragmatics. Pragmatics deals with actually understanding text with real-world knowledge. This means a model needs to understand when things are requests instead of commands, like when someone says close the door, or detecting irony or sarcasm in a sentence and understanding what the repercussions of that means. This all boils down to having a very large amount of linguistics data available for a model to train on and to understand these nuances. Personally, as a computer science student at Georgia Tech interested in the intersection between computers and linguistics, I'm in a VIP research program called NLP for Financial Markets. My project deals with analyzing Amazon product reviews and predicting the future prices of those products by using NLP analysis on the product reviews. Pragmatic analysis is extremely important here when detecting irony in such reviews. My model will also need to conduct sentiment analysis and be able to correctly diagram the syntax tree of a sentence to make a conclusion on whether the sentence is communicating a positive, negative, or neutral idea. At the forefront of current NLP models are OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's BERT, which are immensely powerful models that take into account every layer of the NLP pyramid. They take in billions of parameters and are trained on large datasets that allow them to understand common patterns and structures of everyday language. NLP models weren't always this powerful. The history of NLP dates back to the 1950s when the concept of machine translation was introduced with a Georgetown IBM experiment conducted in 1954. This experiment involved a machine translation system that aimed to translate Russian sentences into English. The sentence used a dictionary of 250 words and a set of grammatical rules to generate translations. While the results were not perfect, the experiment was a significant milestone in the development of NLP, as it demonstrated the potential of machines to process and translate natural language. In the following decades, researchers developed rule-based approaches to analyze and generate natural language. However, these methods had limitations, and the field struggled to make significant progress until the introduction of statistical methods and machine learning in the 1990s. These techniques allowed NLP models to learn from large amounts of data, leading to significant advances in tasks such as speech recognition, sentiment analysis, and machine translation. And finally, of course, text generation. In fact, this entire segment of me talking about the history of NLP was largely created by text generation language model. Despite their impressive capabilities, NLP models have a very long way to go. A major linguistical challenge with these models is the ambiguity and complexity of the human language. As I previously said, many words and phrases have multiple meanings depending on the context, and understanding this context is a very difficult problem for a computer to do. Another large challenge is the need for large amounts of data, of training data. Models require massive amounts of text and linguistical data to learn the patterns and structure of language, which can be a very tough ask for those that develop these models. While NLP is rapidly evolving and can be greatly improved, it is already seeing massive adaptation in today's world. Having a computer able to understand the nuances in our everyday language is an extremely powerful thing which everybody will be able to find use in. So, over the next few years, keep a lookout for how this dynamic technology continues to develop, and I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.